This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Labor organizers who have been working for years to secure a union representation election at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital now expect that will happen before the end of next month.
The workers here filed for the election back in April. There was a delay, but now, as of last week, the NLRB has validated the petition, and it looks like we should have an election coming up within the next several weeks.
Although a previous union election was attempted in 2005, but withdrawn amidst union allegations of aggressive anti-union activities by the hospital, Sadawe says he has reason to hope for a smoother process this time.
The hospital management has agreed that upon validation of the petition, they will sit down and negotiate fair ground rules for an election so that employees can make their choice freely.
A letter spelling out that expectation was delivered to Memorial Hospital's top administrators during the noon hour yesterday by a small delegation of workers, organizers, and community supporters. Supervisor Shirley Zane presented the letter to Kevin Clockengay, CEO of St. Joseph's Health System, Sonoma County, who accepted it but did not comment. Zane, who has been forthright in her support of organized labor on several fronts, said afterward that she strongly backs the workers' efforts to hold that election.
For over 4 years now, the workers have been complaining that there have not been ground rules set so that they can have a fair election. If the ground rules are set to have a fair election and 30% or more vote for the union, then they have the right to be organized.
Katie Hillenmeyer, spokeswoman for St. Joseph's Health Systems, affirmed the company's willingness to see the process through.
We support our employees' rights to decide for themselves whether or not union representation is right for them, and will follow the National Labor Relations Board's time-tested, free, and fair election process. We are working with the National Labor Relations Board and the union to make arrangements for an election as soon as possible, because we want our employees to have their chance for a secret ballot vote fairly conducted by the U.S. government.
Such an election could come as early as October, says organizer Sadawe. And that sounded good to Michael Haddon, a respiratory therapist who's been working at Memorial Hospital for 23 years.
I think the staff is really ready to have some representation for what takes place at the hospital. So far, they haven't really had representation. They pretty much are told how things are going to go without any voice, whether it's patient care or things that affect their benefits and salaries. And I think they should have a chance to have some voice in that. And I think there's a strong consensus among staff that it's about time to have some representation and have some fairness prevail in the building.
The four-paragraph letter in support of clear ground rules leading up to a union representation election was signed by more than 50 local community leaders and activists, including four members of the state legislature, five city council members, and, full disclosure, KRCB CEO Nancy Dobbs. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.